Over to you, Batman.
Yeah,
the wires. Problem, when you push the button on that one,
huh?
It sort of wobbles for a while.
Oh, it does, yeah, because
so
it's on
up,
the pole.
We end up looking like we're in one of those bad sci-fi movies where people had to pretend that they were
like,
that they were special
effects. Like, oh, yeah, what you do them? Like the Captain Jim. You do. Oh, that stuff.
Yeah, like a bad sci-fi. Anyway, welcome along, folks. It is PJ and Jim's After Show for another week. What can we tell? Actually, tell you what, eagle-eyed. Actually, you can't really see it in the screen there, but eagle-eyed people might have been able to notice that we have these, right?
We have our little pots of coffee, yeah.
Yeah, we used to do this thing where we'd have these branded coffee things, but
branded.
PJ, well, you know what I mean. They'd have like, you know.
Oh,
like a Starbucks Insomnia, whatever.
Oh, I thought you meant classic hits because we had our Keep cups.
Well, we did have them as well,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, yeah.
But they'd be bought out of the other places. And but no, PJ has put us on the straight and narrow to fiscal rectitude.
Fucking
he's
right,
saving
I'm
us
broke
money.
As bastard. I'm broke as little shit. Yeah, I'm trying to. So I'm like, no, cutting all the fat. So
oh,
I am.
Oh yeah, I tell you, I tell you, it's not like the celebrity life of old.
No, it isn't just celebrity life of old. No, you're joking me.
Who? Man,
what? There. Like, back in the days when checks arrived and you didn't even know what the fucking things were for. Yeah, oh no, those days are long gone. No. Yeah, when someone sent you a check and they go, what's that for? And they didn't know why they were giving it to you. Never mind, you didn't know why you were getting it.
Was it ever that good?
It was, yeah. Oh, Jesus, yeah.
So a arrive and you'd go,
having a clue.
What did I do to earn that?
Having a clue.
No
Wouldn't
way,
have a
man.
Clue, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my
every week
God.
That was going on for a while, yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Was this, was this the naked camera days?
It was after that. Yeah, just before the 2008.
Trust me to only fucking get pally with you when you had no money.
Well, that's, you know what I mean.
I mean, back then when you were fucking flashing
out. No money. What are you talking about? No money. You're bleeding 20. Hold on. Oh, yeah, that's a
that's
bill.
That's an IOU, actually. That's the IOU to me.
Oh, that's me. That's the receipt for me lunch yesterday.
See what I mean? Yeah. See, I missed out on the jet set lifestyle.
Oh,
if I'd have known you back then, you'd have been bringing me for lunch in the... I'm sure, I can't even think of the
I
name.
I wouldn't,
of,
you know, something. I was too scabby. I wasn't doing that. Sure. I never do anything. I only buy sandwiches and salads and whatever else. That's the only thing I'm into doing.
Oh,
and I'll be doing nothing from now on ever again anyway, because now that we're all going to die
we'll all be dead soon.
What's the pressure on it? Something
COVID,
19?
COVID-19.
Yeah, right.
It does
whatever.
Sound deadly, though.
Well, I've got COVID-21.
I mean deadly in the
gutter. So you're going to all shut up, right?
Yeah. Oh, so you had... That'd be a typical lad thing.
Yeah.
You see, yeah, COVID-19, had you? Well, I tell you, I had COVID-20.
Yeah.
That's even worse, or...
Yeah, is it? Yeah. Well, I know a fella had COVID 52. His Mickey flew off him and all. Went over the wall. He was trying to have a slash on a cuffed. And he was so bad, even his bum got a cough. He looks like he's not, but you can hear his bottom of his trousers going.
Do you know, have you any of your mates or any of your mates fall into the mad hypochondriac thing?
Yes, Jason Bourne.
Oh, yeah,
Jason Bourne,
is.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the biggest hypochondriac.
Magic Mike, obviously, who is borderline.
But
he's no borderline. He's over the line.
He's a little
he might
bit
be
over
that
the
far
line.
Over it, but he's over the line.
Yeah,
he's
a little bit over the line, yeah.
And Jason's a mad one.
The worst I've ever seen. The worst I've ever seen.
To Ash and Aoife are full blown hypos as well.
And I was chatting to Ash yesterday and I was winding her up because Ashling that works here, you know, you hear her voice, so she does the ads. If you've ever heard the ads on Classic Hits,
for old Mr. Brennan.
And they're like, hi, guys.
Yeah. She was the one, today's bread. Today.
Yeah, she used to sing for the Dubliners there for a while.
Yeah.
So she was, even though she's from Wicklow, which is the greater Dublin area.
It's a good thing that she does. She'd never watch this anyway.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, she doesn't even like us.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Yeah. But I was trying to wind her up because she is such a hypochondriac, you know.
Yeah.
So I kept walking past him yesterday. Every time I walked past him, I was going, because I'm now living in Clontarf, around the corner from where this band thing happened, but it didn't happen, but it did happen, but it did, but it didn't, but it did, but it didn't.
Yeah.
And then they all told us it did. So I'm ground zero and trying to wind up the hypochondriacs. And Helena, that works for the Niall Boylan show, she was listening to all this, you know.
Yeah.
And not a word up from her. Said nothing. Just got up and walked away. And then walked past me and I was like, the smell of antiseptic.
She literally drenched herself in bleach.
The fact that I was talking about it next to Aisling made her get up and run away and wash herself.
Hanging, when you were hanging on Monday, PJ, for those of you who maybe didn't hear the show, was absolutely locked out of his bonce on Monday. He came in drunk as a lord. No, it's not strictly true. He came
it's not
in
far off the truth.
He came in after a rather full on weekend, I think it's fair to say.
Oh, jeez, I had a few.
I'm talking, in fact, it was like, it was ramming two weekends into one. Four days of it.
I did. I made shite of myself. It was an awful state.
This man that we hold up as our sort of icon of health and fitness and all that, he came in and my God.
Since the cholesterol I went with it, so I did.
Tell you, there was flowers dying and everything around
me. Around me, it was horrible. But the paranoia from people.
No, but what I'm saying is when
they were looking at me.
You literally, you know the way you were a bit like, you were a bit like that.
And yeah, when you know, it sounds like you're underwater a bit.
Helena looked at you and went, are you?
Are you?
Immediately, you went for the hand sanitizer.
Are you? Is that a hangover? Tell me that's a hangover.
Yeah.
Don't be coming in here now dripping out of you.
Yeah.
Oh, the paranoia people. It's great, though. I have a friend of mine as well. He's been sent. He was away skiing in Italy, of course, because, God forbid Irish people would waste a holiday.
Are you serious?
No, yeah. Mick, you know me, friend Mick, I'm always telling you that he agrees to do everything no matter what you ask.
Absolutely.
Him. Right, this is a fella, no matter what
Sorry
you ask.
Second.
Him.
So
but someone
I'm,
said
I'm
to him, do you want to go skiing in
you.
Italy? And he decided, yes. So he went.
So I'm working with you.
Yeah.
And you are literally around the corner from the school band that were told to
self-isolate.
And our best mates with a lad who's been skiing in Italy.
Yes, yeah.
Why are you coming in here and running risk of me getting a
Have I been
nasty
to Italy?
Illness?
No.
Close contact.
Have I been? Yeah, not in a long time. Yeah.
When's the last time you wore the face off, Mick?
It's gas, isn't he? He's afraid of the coronavirus. Oh,
when's the last time you blew a bugle at one of the bands?
That's what I imagine. What were you doing?
Have you shared
weekend?
A bugle with anybody?
That's what I should have said when I came in. You know, were you drinking? No, but it was. Yeah, I took up this new thing. I'm joined a band for under 12s, and I was hammering the trumpet over. And then my friend was in Italy for skiing. So I went up to see how he went on, showing me new trumpet skills. So the two of us were having a go with the trumpet. Licking the end of it, but we were trying to get a tune out of it.
That would have been amazing.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Mick is okay, is he?
Yeah, he's okay, but he's not allowed into work. Because he's not allowed in.
Oh, wow.
So he has to stay at home, but he has to do his work. So he said, you want to see the face on the delivery man who brought his work computer to the house. He was shitting himself. He didn't want to bring all into the house or anything. He was shitting himself.
Because I was really hoping you were going to tell me that he was a builder or something.
No.
What do you mean I have to work from home? Look, you'll have to work from home.
Imagine.
But I'm building a conservatory.
Listen, just build it, right?
Just build it in your house.
Yeah.
But I live in a small flat. Look. This is very serious.
Are you going to just keep coming up with excuses or are you going to come up with solutions? Build the bleeding thing and we'll figure out how to get it somewhere else.
I'm going to work from home today. Well, you can't. I have to. I'm entitled to work from home because of the coronavirus. But but you're a pilot. I know, but I'm working from home.
Even better.
How are we going to get the plane? I don't know.
It doesn't matter. Right?
I will be piloting from my living room.
I'm going to talk you through it. Put me on the phone. Or else it'd be great if there was like someone was a doctor. I'm working from home, yeah. Unfortunately, all the patients are going to have to come to the gaff. But it's a man. I love the panic of it all. Like the absolute panic of the whole thing. I mean, it is terrible. But there's also great drama in the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because it's like watching a live action zombie movie. You know what I mean? Like, except everybody gets... Most people, unfortunately, not a lot, not everyone makes it, but most people come out the other end of it.
Right.
And it suddenly struck me, no one's made a zombie movie like that, where everybody gets healed at the end.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I beg your pardon. Yes, they did. There's a very famous Irish zombie movie, and a lot of it is based on people who used to be zombies. I beg your pardon. Can't think of the name of it now.
There's a used to be zombies thing.
There's a used to be zombies movie, yeah. Yeah, there is, and it's bleeding brilliant.
Yeah, is it good now? One of those things now. We couldn't make a full proper zombie movies because we hadn't got enough extras to keep replacing them. So we had to pretend that they got all right in the end.
That's what happened. That's the idea of the movie.
Yeah, I tell you, we're at the run now money, right? So you'll have to come back from the dead. Yeah, but I was killed. I'm a zombie.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
that's...
No, trust me, it'll be grand. You just come back from the dead.
I'm telling you.
We've no money for any more actors.
Okay, maybe that's why they did it. But I'm telling you, that's how the movie works. It's an Irish zombie movie. It would be brilliant, yeah.
Oh, I have to see that now.
And basically, they're all... do you know what you're after making it sound like? And you're so right. And where they probably got the idea from. So the idea is that they all went zombies, right?
Yeah.
They got the virus, whatever. They went out and they murdered a load of people. But it was totally against their, they, you know, they had no idea they were doing it, so they're not murderers. So they all move back into society. But loads of people still hold grudges and hate them and everything because they murdered loads of people.
Right.
And now you're after making it sound like it was just a bunch of lads with a chronic hangover. You know what I mean? They all went on a mental, they all drank.
Spree.
Yeah, it was like St. Patrick's Day. And they all went on a mad one. And yeah. After St. Patrick's Day, yeah. After the whole country was ruined, they sort of said, look, we were out of our minds on a mind-altering substance. Yeah, it's called Guinness. I says, yeah, right, okay. Listen, we'll give you another chance. Yeah. Go back into society. Yeah.
Do you know, young Gallagher, you shit in my front garden. I know, Mr. Brennan, but I was absolutely out of my mind on a mild-altering substance.
Yeah.
You were locked, you were, that's as I say.
That's what I always find mad about. You know the thing? You do something mental, right?
Yeah.
Or you have a few jars. A load of jars, you know what I mean? And you do something you regret, right?
Yeah.
Even if it's not mental, you regret it, you know? Like, you know, someone says, I knew you for every day, you shite falling out of your mouth. Ah, yeah. I talk so much shit, I can smell it in the park. Or whatever it is, you go mad. You know, or you do something mental, like, you know, you're at a Christmas party and you do something like, you know, like that Christmas party, the famous one where they were doing the helicopters with their Mickeys and all. Remember, like
I wasn't at that.
Were you not?
No.
Oh, it was. Well, I wasn't at it. Here's where you're not. As if I'd assume if there was a party where that was happening, Jim would be at it.
Was this a classic hits one?
No, God, no. No, nothing to do with it. You wouldn't get those kind of mad antics at our party.
I was just going to say, I mean, like, you know, I'd never been to a classic hits Christmas party quite like that.
No, I missed all them ones myself, thankfully. But then, you know, the fact that you turn around to someone and say, I was drunk. And they go, that's no excuse. And you're like, it's literally the reason why it happened. It is an excuse.
Yeah.
I was sitting drinking a mind-altering substance for maybe 12 hours.
Yeah,
I literally started at 11 o'clock that day.
Yeah.
And then it was a full 12 hours later, the helicopter antics started. It is an excuse.
Yeah.
I deserve to go to jail, Grant.
I tell you,
maybe.
Though, well,
but
that's the thing about
it.
If you don't go to jail, there is actually a punishment almost as bad.
What's that?
Known as the fear.
The fear. Ah. Oh,
PJ had it in abundance.
Oh, yeah,
in here
the Tuesday
Monday.
Was even worse.
It was mad. What is it about that?
Oh,
even and you're desperate. It just. What is it? It's obviously as well as a psychological thing. It has to be a chemical thing.
It has to be.
Even though you can sort of say, right, I know where I was and I know who I was with. And you know what I mean? And the person I was with, you know, can vouch for me. So I know I didn't do anything bad.
Yeah.
But why do I feel like this? Why do I have the fear? I was literally in the local.
I was there, yeah.
They're the worst.
And if you can remember everything, then your body starts going, yeah, well, fuck you then. Grand, you remember yesterday. Grand, fuck you. What about when you were 12? You made a prick out of yourself. Remember that day? Yeah, I hope you feel bad about that, yeah. And remember the time you were out on a date and you said something about your woman's makeup looking better as worse off than the salad. Remember that? You're like, it was 20 years ago. It's like, yeah.
Yeah,
well,
but.
Yeah, well, guess what? Fuck you now.
Oh, what about when you get those ones where, you know, it's grand, right? You've maybe you've forgotten a bit. You were a little bit tipsy, right? Maybe you were a bit jarred, but you were in a safe environment. It was your local or your whatever, right? And you think you're grand or whatever, and you walk in and the barman goes,
Jesus,
all
what?
Right, had a few, huh? And you're like, oh, what happened?
Well, I'd say the head was hammering this morning.
Yeah, exactly. When you get that, look
at you.
Enjoyed yourself last night, Jim, huh?
Did you, when you started the helicopter, did you land all right? I just say that in our defence, neither Jim, me, or anybody else I know are into helicopter antics. I was picking a news story.
I
have no idea how I dropped us into it. And anyone that does helicopters, it's not okay to turn around and say, but I had a couple of points. Even though I argue the exact opposite.
We've never been responsible for helicopters, ever.
Hey, well, not ever now. In the privacy of my own home, I'll do whatever I like.
You're the most impossible man to save. You're like trying to save a bloke when you're in the Arnold Eye and him, you getting him out of the water and him going, feck this and jumping back in again.
Yeah. Hey, I'm just saying, if you're at home and like the Netflix subscription hasn't been paid for or something, you may go,
what am I going to do now? I'll just...
Yeah. If you know something, I've never tried this before. Hey, chop, 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 chop. No, the privacy of your own home. All right. Not that that's ever happened. Can we stop this podcast? I think I'm getting us all in trouble. We're going to get us all arrested.
This was meant to be a really serious one, wasn't it? This was meant to be about, you know... No, it wasn't.
Actually. No, we started that way. What did we start off with? I can't remember.
We started off talking about how you'd become all sort of clever with your money. What I mean? You were starting to go on the straight and narrow. Ended up talking about your hypochondriac mates.
Yeah.
Outdoing each other with illnesses.
This is now the booze, flus and bellyaches podcast. That's what it is. When we're both drinking coffee, thinking we're posh because we made it ourselves.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know. Jeepers, it's gas as well. Have you done this thing since the coronavirus has started, like where you start laughing and all joking about it? I've been doing it and coughing around the girls and all.
Yeah.
All this, making all them noises just to, you know. And then I sat down in the car and I was like, I think maybe I am coming down with it.
I have a bit of a headache.
Jesus, I swear to God. I'm itching the fucking nose here an awful lot.
Yeah, yeah. Or you're lying in bed and you get that.
chicken won't you normally swallow it a little easier. I think I'm after catching the. No, look, I'm so out of date with most things. I get the fucking bird flu this week.
You're in line for the Black Plague or something. The other thing that's weird about it is you get that, you know, the sort of, you have to do this, you have to do that, the hand sanitizers, the wipe down thing, the deep cleans, the blah, blah, blah. And then you get the other crowd saying, you know, look, there's no point in doing that.
Yeah,
that
don't do
help,
that.
Whatever, right? And the best one I heard was, remember the thing in the football where, I think it was Newcastle or something, said they weren't going to do shaking hands. Remember that? Hands thing came around.
Oh, right? Yes, that's gone now. The church has never been
going. Yeah, I know. You weren't going to be And I just, what the first thing that occurred to me was, right, lads not shaking hands on the pitch, you know, the way they do that thing, they line up and they shake hands or whatever, and yet they go around doing snot rockets all through the game.
Disgraceful.
Where's the hygiene in that?
I know, yeah. Like literally standing in front of 50,000 people in the middle of them, putting one thumb over one nostril and going spraying it all over the ground.
Hideous.
And then going, right, and then them all cheering, go on, thanks for that. And going, you get substituted. There you go. Yeah. If you're looking for the virus, it's in the centre circle. If anyone's looking for like 2 weeks off work, it's in the centre circle. Come on in after the game and have a slip around.
They do that and they spit and all that sort of stuff. And yet, like, you know, I can't shake hands in case I transfer that into you. Oh, really? As opposed to the yolk that's literally crawling off the pitch on its own.
Yeah, remember when you were blowing snot around your plate? Your snot literally has legs on it. There's people with shotguns shooting that thing from moving around. Yeah,
I mean, that could start in PJ's mad zombie movie about the zombies who weren't really zombies and came back anyway.
I can't believe I thought that was a great movie. And now you're literally have to convince me it's just about hangovers.
Before I do any more damage,
come on,
turn the camera off.
Come on, looking for a couple of Frenchies off some sick lads so we can get these 2 weeks off work.